Good greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. What is going on in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in the Middle East, and how do all these events might affect you? Now, we haven't heard too much about Iraq recently, and so people might think everything is going pretty well over there, but nothing could be further from the truth. Let me read to you from an article which the Associated Press published on July 27. It had this to say: a U.S. audit has found that the Pentagon cannot account for over 95% of $9.1 billion in Iraq reconstruction money, spotlighting Iraqi complaints that there is little to show for the massive funds pumped into their cash-strapped, war-ravaged nation. It goes on to say that the report of the Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction accuses the Defense Department of lax oversight and weak controls. The Pentagon has repeatedly come under fire for apparent mismanagement of the reconstruction efforts, as have Iraqi officials themselves. It goes on to say that 7 years after the U.S.-led invasion, electricity service is spotty, with generation capacity falling far short of demand. But you see, it's not just Iraq. It is also Afghanistan. The article goes on to say that the failure to properly manage billions in reconstruction funds has also hobbled the troubled U.S.-led effort to rebuild Afghanistan. An Associated Press investigation showed that the results so far, or the lack of them, threaten to do more harm than good. My friends, Afghanistan is a debacle. I have said that from the outset. Today, July the 30th, the Associated Press reported 3 more U.S. troops have been killed in Afghanistan, bringing the U.S. death toll for July at least to 66, and making it the deadliest month for American forces in the nearly 9-year-old war. Reuters reported on July 25 that more NATO troops will die in Afghanistan as violence mounts over the summer, quoting Chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen. And then Der Spiegel Online reported on July 25 regarding the WikiLeaks of the documents, thousands upon thousands of documents which were put on the internet. It says the documents release comes at a time when calls for a withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan are growing even in America. Nearly 9 years after the start of the war, the documents paint a gloomy picture. They also point out, according to Der Spiegel, that the Pakistani intelligence agency is the most important accomplice the Taliban has outside of Afghanistan. And Pakistan is supposed to be the most important ally of the United States in that war over there. It goes on to say that one thing is certain. These thousands of secret documents indicate that after almost 9 years of war, a victory in Afghanistan looks farther away than ever. Doesn't look like that we have been extremely successful in our wars in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in other places. And I'm not even talking about another trouble spot, North Korea. But here is a report which is also a frightening one if you think about it. Again, published by the Associated Press, dated July 25. A former CIA director says military action against Iran now seems more likely because no matter what the U.S. does diplomatically, Tehran keeps pushing ahead with its suspected nuclear program. And in response, a former naval chief in Iran's Revolutionary Guard said his country has set aside 100 military vessels to confront each U.S. warship that poses a threat. And in addition, the Jewish paper A7 News reported on July 27, Israel will consider Lebanese government buildings and bases a target if Hezbollah starts up another war against Israel, Defense Minister Ehud Barak warned on Monday. Again, this week, Haaretz, another Jewish paper, had this to report: Saudi King Abdullah visits Syria to hold talks with Assad ahead of a joint trip to Lebanon. Syrian Foreign Ministry says U.S. has no right to define our ties with other countries. And then the article goes on to say that Syria and Saudi Arabia know better than others the interests of the people of the region and how to achieve them without outside interference, the statement said. Now, all these things are extremely remarkable because, first of all, Jesus Christ warned us that when we hear of wars and rumors of wars, that this is a sign for the times of trouble which are beginning. In addition, we read in Psalm 83 that a confederacy of Arab nations will be formed against Israel. Now, when we read about Israel in the Old and in the New Testament, we got to understand that we are not just talking about the state of Israel. Actually, we are talking about the modern descendants of the houses of Israel and Judah, two separate nations. The house of Israel can be found today in countries like the United States of America and Great Britain. In fact, you will recall that originally the birthright was given to Reuben, the firstborn son of Jacob through his wife Leah. And the birthright was, of course, the indication for leadership in the tribes. But because Reuben defiled the bed of his father with a concubine, the birthright was transferred to Joseph, who was actually the firstborn son of Jacob through his second wife, Rachel. And in Egypt, Jacob passed on the birthright from Joseph to Joseph's children, Ephraim and Manasseh. And archaeological records and also the Bible confirm that today we can find the descendants of Ephraim in Great Britain and the Commonwealth nation, and the descendants of Manasseh in the United States of America. And we read in the Bible that God has blessed the modern house of Israel, not because of anything we have done, but because of the unconditional obedience Abraham had towards God. And the birthright blessings were passed on from Abraham to Isaac, and then to Jacob, and then to Joseph, and then to Ephraim and Manasseh. And so God gave us those blessings, but he also said that he will take those blessings away from us if we don't obey him. And we in the United States of America and Great Britain haven't obeyed God at all. And God says that he will take away the pride of our power. And we will not have the kind of influence any longer in the world which we used to have. Great Britain, the Commonwealth nations, are pretty much gone when it comes to a world ruling power. And we are seeing the same developments now in the United States of America. That is why Arab nations, for instance, are not interested in what America has to say about their affairs. When we read in the Bible that a confederacy is being formed against Israel, we have to understand it's not just talking about the house of Judah or the Jews, the state of Israel. It's also talking about Great Britain. It's talking about the United States of America. And that is why we have to watch events, because the Bible prophesies that America is not going to win any more of its wars. And we haven't, have we? And we won't in the future. It is because of our disobedience to God. It is because we are not willing to submit to God. It is because we are so proud that we don't want to listen to what God has to say in his words. And I'm telling you, my friends, developments will become much and much worse in this country as they are in Great Britain and in other Commonwealth nations. The Bible has prophesied it more than 2,000, 3,000 years ago. We are seeing it happening and developing now because we are living in the last days. And Jesus Christ's return has drawn near. So thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.